Quilters and fabric makers from around the Commonwealth will be gathering at the Moorhead Conference Center March 16th for the Rowan County Regional Quilt Show. Coordinator Suzanne Skaggs says the roots of the community tradition go back almost 40 years and has grown a lot compared to what it once was.
It originally started in Rowan County about 36 years ago, and it was small. The original person who got it all together was Janet Butcher, and when she first started the first quilt show in Rowan County, they hung quilts in the business windows downtown, and that's how it actually started.
Skaggs is expecting this year to be the largest one yet for the quilt show. Along with the growing exposure and publicity, some long-term planning has allowed for a special guest to attend the event.
This year we have a nationally known designer. She has a line of fabric, Ramoda. She's coming from Graham Tech, so that's something that we've been working on for some time, 2 years actually, to get her here.
It isn't uncommon for there to be out-of-pocket expenses to attend shows that feature recognized artists and quilters, but Skaggs explains that this will not be the case for Rowan's Regional Quilt Show.
In Rowan County, this was the first time we've had a nationally known quilt designer, and she has gotten several awards, too. For most people who have a nationally known artist like that, there's usually a charge for that, $15 to $20 per person. Everything that we do is free, except for the classes that are offered during the week before.
Quilting itself has been a part of American history for hundreds of years, with people having the opportunity to express themselves with many different designs and fabrics and colors. Kentucky quilting has always been rich with culture. And this year's show will give quilters even more reason to share their history.
We have a different theme every year for a quilt show, and this year it's every quilt has a story. And it's true, every quilt has a story. Some quilts are inherited from relatives, maybe from pieces of fabric that were part of their children's clothing or a fabric that they purchased at a specific place. We had one that was in the 1800s. I mean, we've had fabric that came from Australia, you know, Japan.
The show offers more to participants than simply showing off your quilt. According to Skaggs, different types of quilts will be placed in different categories where viewers can vote on their favorite designs and styles.
Whoever's quilt is voted on, there's 8 different categories. Hand quilting, machine quilting, beginner's quilting, baby quilts, long-arm computer quilting, wearables, antique quilt, wall hangings. So, you know, we have lots of different categories. Door prizes are all day long. Awards are just, there's viewer's choice.
More and more attendees come to the quilt show as each year passes. But as for how many are expected to attend this year?
That's the big question. We estimated between 400 and 500 people last year. This is our first experience with a nationally known quilt designer and artist, and I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping the conference center will hold them. I'm not sure.
If you plan on being a participant in the show, pre-registration is available by mailing the quilt to Karen Sloan at 1386 McBrayer Road, Clearfield, Kentucky, 40313, or by emailing rcquiltshow@yahoo.com. This is Cody Robinson with WMKY News.